It is now 6:45, and time to get into our trending on Twitter segment here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. As usual, we do so with social media analyst at Matisse Consulting, Simone Moodley. Good evening, Simone.
Hey, Timmy, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I trust the weekend was good to you?
Very, and yourself?
Oh, super. Talk us through the day's trending topics.
Of course. I mean, the late, great Nelson Mandela is trending today ahead of Mandela Day tomorrow. I can almost guarantee that we're going to see a lot more Nelson Mandela mentions and hashtags tomorrow as well, ahead of everybody spending their 67 minutes doing some really good things.
Right. What was said on the business and political side of things on Twitter?
Making waves in business and politics on Twitter this evening is hashtag Sasa, trending after CEO Thokozani Magwaza has resigned. Apparently, this is because he was the subject of death threats in connection with his work at Sasa. Oh. One tweet that many seem to be agreeing with is one that reads, "In South Africa, we're led by thugs and criminals masquerading as leaders, hashtag Sasa."
Oh, Twitter is brutal. Anything on the sports front or with the ongoing cricket?
Absolutely. England by 340 is trending, and not because it's an area code, but because Proteas have beaten England by 340 runs. Lastly, hashtag World Emoji Day is trending. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, has announced in a tweet that there's some new emojis coming soon. Currently, I seem to be using the thumbs up and the prayer hands a lot. How about you, Timmy? Which is your go-to emoji these days?
Yo, I think the one with the heart eyes. I seem to be loving a lot of things these days. Thank you so much for your time. Social media analyst at Maltese Consulting, Simone Moodley, with our trending on Twitter segment on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.